Hello guys, this is Jason Brown and today I'm gonna talk about what is the cardio exercise, and I'll tell you the 6 exercises to manage blood glucose level, okay? And absolutely that gonna help you how you can control your glucose level as well as insulin. So before I will go start, I'll give you a little bit introduction about the cardio exercises, okay? You know, cardio exercise is the trusted go-to workout form of people trying to stay fit. But believe it or not, this classic way to work out can also help you manage your diabetes. Cardio exercise not only helps you lose weight, making diabetes management easier, but it can also help you control your sugar levels too. And also known as an aerobic exercise, it's among the regimes, okay? And so I'll tell you how you can improve your cardio exercise. As I know from the several surveys and the several website data, studies show that the adults with 2 type of diabetes can achieve reduced blood sugar level within a 7 days of vigorous aerobic exercise. And that's totally wonderful. And this manages sugar levels in the blood by burning extra glucose and reducing resistance to insulin, both of which are vital for diabetes control. Any form of exercise, I'll tell you that, what kind of exercise will control your blood glucose level. Any form of exercise that increases your breathing, I'll repeat again, any form of exercise that increases your breathing and heart rate can be categorized as cardio exercise. Some of the people don't know what is a cardio exercise and what is the meaning of cardio. So I'll repeat this again. Any form of exercise that increases your breathing and heart rate can be categorized as cardio exercise. That could be a climbing up the stairs, running, walking, or even working in your garden to burn calories, which means more work for your arms, legs and muscles. This increases breathing and enables more oxygen to enter your lungs. And as a result, the heart beats faster and carries oxygen-rich blood to the muscles. Of course, muscles to the kidneys, liver and other important organs. And this helps you build strength and increases energy levels in your body. Some of the researchers at the Cleveland Clinic say that regular exercise is one of the most effective ways to manage high sugar levels in people with diabetes. I'll tell you some of the popular cardio exercise routines, how you may line up into their daily routines. If you are a diabetic, I hope you are not, but you may be anxious about getting into an exercise routine. So the first thing to do then is to consult your doctor first of all, so that you, or maybe be sure your caregiver about the best and age appropriate exercise option for you, because some of the people don't know about the what kind of cardio exercise they will do to enhance their body stamina, their immune system. So some of the activity that fall under cardio exercise are, as I told you, that could be a walking, running, cycling, yoga, dancing, and last and least, swimming. Swimming also comes under the category of cardio exercise. So I'll tell you one by one how you can improve your cardio exercises. Like walking, I know it is the easiest way to exercise to begin with. Even the researcher says that even 30-minute walk can help you fight diabetes, reduce its severity and chance of associated complications in a body. A recent study in Springer Diabetology, I found that they're walking for a 10 minute after a meal. If you took a dinner and if you want to just go for the walk, that will reduce your blood glucose level by 22%. Only the 10 minute walk. That's great. Another study maintains that brisk walking can reduce the chance of getting diabetes by 30%. Unbelievable. You know, God makes our body and we should be we should be thankful for the God who given us the machine, who is continuously, while you're walking, it enhances it, you know, your body's organs enhance and give you the best output. So be sure to choose the right walking shoes. Some of the people told me there what kind of shoes we wear while walking. Of course, I'll tell you that preferably a flat shoe with a good fit. Initially walk at a comfortable pace, and as you grow into walking, increase the intensity and duration, which can help you a lot. Okay, now we have a second cardio exercise, which is running. Okay, don't let diabetes derail you from running. This is an equally good way to keep diabetes in a check, since it enhances the body's reaction to insulin. Paved footpath, parks or roads are the ideal for this. You can go for the, you like on a roof for this, but if you prefer the indoors, the treadmill is a great alternative. Start with a warm-up routine and make sure you have a comfortable pair of shoes on. Run at an easy pace and take breaks, you know, when you feel tired. Start with 15-minute run thrice a week and gradually increase it to 30-minute. Okay, and another exercise which is line up right here, which is called your kid's favorite, cycling. Yes, cycling. Cycling can help, also helps you control your blood glucose level. Like some of the diabetes may prove harder for cyclists, but it is not insurmountable, because at the end of the day, it is all about managing your food and your exercise routine. If done correctly, cycling as an activity can move from being just a leisure activity to a great ride to health. Like indoor cycling is also a good form of exercise. First of all, aim for at least 3 cycling workouts each week. Of course, I am beginning with a short 30-minute ride. Like if you go for the 20-minute, 15-minute, that's not obligatory. But start with a 30-minute ride, which can be eventually increased to a moderate 45-minute ride. Okay? And another exercise which we have lined up is called yoga. That comes from, I think, India. Some of the people in India say this is asana. It's pronounced as asana. Yoga has been found to be effective when it comes to managing diabetes. In fact, it's a preferred form of exercise which helps control weight, lower blood sugar, blood pressure, and strengthen your ability to deal with stress. You know, somehow if you are going to a job and daily, listening a boss's up and down behavior, so that makes you comes in under stress and under pressure. So tell your boss, okay, I'll do yoga, and I don't think so. Your such words can help me. Or, such words can do something with me, and I'll deal with the stress. So, come to the yoga. In addition, certain yoga poses like sun salutations and the Kapalbhati pranayam. You can also practice meditation for a positive start of your day. There are many types of yoga, but I prefer power yoga is the most popular form, as is the fast-paced vinyasa yoga. Okay, yes. So now other we have a lineup which is called dancing. Yes, dancing also increase your blood sugar, increase and control your blood sugar. Okay, dance fitness is a fun form of exercise. Choose from a wide area of dance forms, like my friend do a Zumba, hip hop, bokawa, tabozam, to contain who people are suffering from the obesity. That's good for them. And develop insulin sensitivity, keep the heart ticking, and delay in Alzheimer's. A cardio dance fitness routine like this can also keep diabetes away. Select a dance form that you enjoy and aim for moderate to vigorous exercise between 3 and 5 times a week. Okay? Yes, dances can help you a lot. Another exercise which is line up and last and least, which calls swimming. Yes. Swimming can be both challenging and refreshing. For people with diabetes, it is definitely an attractive exercise option. Yes, sir. Last month I joined some of the swimming class, and my coaches told me that while you dive into this water, just don't breathe. And I told them, why? Don't breathe. Water came to my nose and How should I survive? So he told me, oh, don't breathe for a while, not for the lifetime, okay? Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, then I'll start working on my, you know, breathing technique, which helps me a lot. You know, nowadays I can hold my breath for 3 seconds or 4 seconds. Yes. That's so cool. Okay. Yeah, no, that's a jokes apart, okay? And no offense, okay. Not only swimming control your weight, develop the muscle and burn calories, but you also make full use of muscle in the upper and lower body to help overcome numbness common amongst patients suffering from diabetic neuropathy. Start slow and gradually move to a vigorous pool workout. So now that you know there what cardio exercise is and how it can help you maintain your blood sugar level, it's time to get into a serious exercise, okay? More and work your way to health. Coupled with smart monitoring, this actually can be a great way to manage your sugar levels. So we'd like to figure out which activity has the most optimal impact on your sugar levels along with other aspects of your lifestyle and keep at it, okay? But most importantly, don't forget to have fun. Whichever exercise form you choose to try, maintain a routine. You know, routine is very tough. You know, on an initial stage, it's very tough to handle. But when it becomes like in a daily routine, it becomes a habit. Start simple and aim to work out for a little while every day. The more you work out, the better you get it. Okay? Okay then, thank you so much for listening this podcast, and we will be online on a YouTube. Okay, from the next couple of days, you'll find me on a YouTube and some of other social medias. Okay, you can track me on Instagram, Twitter, and some of the other social media networks. Okay, so stay tuned and keep listening our health benefits. Okay, and I'm your anchor, Jason Brown. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, have a great day ahead. Bye-bye.